Weekday on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, there's been a fair bit of talk about these e-scooters on the program for some months now, and to his credit, Richie Bates has been stepping us through the challenges when it comes to safety, particularly for those on the scooters and those trying to avoid collisions with the scooters. Now, it's funny because the last few days, since these regulations came in, I don't know if it's coincidence or not, but the scooters I've seen around, they're bloody wonderful things. If they're handled responsibly. They seem to be going a bit slower. Maybe it's my imagination. I haven't seen one rider without a helmet in the last week or two. So I don't know if that's a fluke or whether or not they're actually picking up on the new regulations. But it's good to see. Now, here's a quote from the Cairns Post today. It says, the community response has been generally positive following the implementation of the laws at the start of November, according to Main Roads. The spokesperson said e-scooters, now classed as a personal mobility device. Gee, that'll be used a lot. It might be used as PMD, I suppose, personal mobility device. They're subject to speed caps on footpaths, speeding fines, and rules on high-risk behaviour, including the use of a mobile phone. Here's the quote from said spokesman or spokesperson. E-scooters, now classed as a personal mobility device subject to speed caps, footpaths, speeding fines, rules on high-risk behaviour. Slowing e-scooters down on the footpaths and giving riders more places to safely ride, including some bike lanes, will help to reduce interactions. Isn't the language terrific? Will help to reduce interactions between e-scooters and pedestrians. Interactions, I presume, collisions. Anyway, it'll also ensure everyone gets to where they are going safely and comfortably. So there you go. Now, are they popular? Are they what? Are they? Well, have a listen to this. New e-scooter laws are not putting a brake on Cairns rider numbers, but results from a poll argue more regulations are needed. Laws clarifying e-scooter use kicked off November 1, signalling a statewide crackdown, speeds and regulation, etc. for riders. Fines penalising those not following the rules. The harshest being $1,078 if riders are caught using their phones. But is it enough, asks this particular writer, Yashi Sharma. A Cairns Post poll revealed 55% of readers felt the new laws were not adequate. Really? Time will tell. But anyway, head technician, this is down at Parramatta Parks, Urban Wheels, spelt W-H-E-E-L-Z, said the laws would not hinder Cairns enthusiasts from hopping on e-scooters, with rising cost of living and exorbitant fuel prices pushing it. Well, there you go. See? Cost of petrol, what are people going to do? Oh, they get these little e-scooters. It'll save them a whack of money. Now, it goes on to say, welcoming regulations on e-scooter use, the gentleman said there would be fewer accidents, and he was awaiting further rules to come into place. So he said they're not banning these. Of course they're not. It'd be too late anyway, because every, I don't know, 10th person seems to have one. They're not banning them, they're regulating them, he said. Now, I've actually got Dave Ellery on the line. Dave is the owner of Urban Wheels. Hello, Dave.
How are you, John?
I'm good, and this is interesting. We've been talking about this for a while. I mean, when they first came out, of course, a whole lot of people didn't even know what they were, and they'd step out of shops and get the daylights frightened out of them because one of these things had whizzed past them. The regulations have been slowly formulated over a period of time, and I've had the assistance also of the former boss of the Cycling Association locally, Richie Bates, to talk about these as they've come through. And fundamentally, I thought they were going to be quite well received. I'm surprised that poll shows that 55% of readers at the Cairns Post feel these new laws are not enough. What do you think?
Well, I think the new rules are adequate. I think they're needed. Honestly, that, you know, that everyone needs to understand that there was rules and regulations in place prior to November 1. These new rules and regulations, if you can cast your eye back to when mobile phones first started in vehicles and how those rules and regulations have changed over the years.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what's happening here with these scooters.
Yeah.
So as they become more prevalent and more popular, and hey, let's face it, you know, they're a great thing, a great way to get around. They need to be regulated a little bit more. Now, previously, the rules were 25 kilometres an hour, and previously, the rules were you had to be on the footpath. You were not allowed in a bike lane, you had to be on the footpath. Now, is 25 kilometres an hour on a footpath too quick? In my view, certainly in the centre of the CBD, zipping up and down Lake Street at the front of shops, it is way too fast.
Yeah.
The thing that we need to look at here is, from our perspective, with the new rules and regs, absolutely welcome them. Think that they're needed. Unfortunately, it appears that they've somewhat been built for Southeast Queensland, being, you know, Brisbane, Gold Coast, because in some circumstances, in regional areas, i.e. Cairns, there's no physical way that you can abide by those rules in certain circumstances because the infrastructure's not there, John.
Yeah.
So this kind of, you know, comes back to, okay, everyone's trying to do the right thing. We hope everyone wants to do the right thing and ride safe and be safe and enjoy themselves. For instance, to give you some example, you know, we have this the E2G development happening at the moment, Edmonton to Gordonvale, the new bike path coming through there.
Yeah.
We can only assume that that's going to hook up to that new cycle lane that runs down the side of Radzones Drive. Unfortunately, if I want to turn down Ormella Street once I come down on Radzones Drive, I can't because there's no cycle lane and there's no footpath. I have to be on the road in order to get down there. Now, that's whether I'm on a push bike walking or on an e-scooter or a skateboard or pushing a pram.
Yeah.
So I think that needs to come, you know, to fruition sooner rather than later. If this is going to come into be managed properly, John.
Isn't this interesting? We're just talking about the decisions made in far-off Brisbane, a blanket decision for the whole state, every community. Yet every different community's got the, well, you're talking about the different infrastructure, for example. That's a perfect example of decisions made 2,000 kilometres away without reference to the individual structures in regional areas. And there's another prime example of it. Can I just ask you, though, you're saying the infrastructure's not here. Some other examples of it. This Radzones Drive to Ormella Street is a good example. Are there others?
Oh, there's plenty. Have a look at, well, just go back to Lion Street. You can't turn down there either.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm coming from Waree, how do I physically get to Cairns Central without stepping over one of the rules one way or another?
Yeah.
Or simply just getting off and walking my my PMD or carrying it, you know, for the distance required, which might be, you know, in some cases there, it's probably up to a kilometre that you'd actually have to carry it before a footpath or a bike lane opens up. The amount of these units now, you know, when we first started our business selling e-scooters, that was, which is essentially the core of our business, e-mobility.
Yeah.
We did that off the back of a trip to Brisbane, and where my wife and I had tried the higher units down there, and you know, we had a great time on them. So, and then I wanted to buy one up here, and I couldn't. So there was an opening in the market for it. The sales of these things are not slowing down. We thought that the demographic that we would sell these units to would have been 15 to 25, the thrill seeker. And that would have been it. The amount of these units that we sell to grey nomads that use them in their caravans and for getting around, people with minor disabilities to get, you know, for getting around town or getting into the shops, getting out of the shops, and then of course also, you know, mums and dads who want to ride with their kids and keep up with their kids.
This is amazing. This is amazing. Keep going.
You know, it's a huge demographic,
and it really
does cover. You know, from that 10 years old up to 75 years old.
Yes.
So, you know, look, as far as the new rules are concerned, we've had some consultation with Cairns Road Policing, with Brett Muller there. He came in, I got in touch with him before they were coming out. He came into the shop and we sat down and we had a powwow about it and we went right over them all, just to make sure that we were clear on what the rules and regs are. And look, we educate every person that we sell a unit to, not only in writing, but verbally as well. you know, what the rules are and how they apply in certain situations. And if anyone's got any questions about that, they're more than welcome to come in for a chat, and myself or the staff will run them through.
It's been an excellent update, Dave. Absolutely excellent. So we'll get some more information in the near future. Dave Ellery on the line. Dave's got Urban Wheels, spent W-H-E-E-L-Z, down at Parramatta Park.